Back in July, I was getting ready to go home for the first time in 7 years. You see, I'd spent the best part of the last decade in Canada working, trying all the time to get further in my career. It's taken me all across Canada, from Yorkton to Regina, to Fort McMurray as well, yeah. Then to Barrie, and then to where I am now, Winnipeg. And my passport was ready to pick up 2 days before my travel date, may I add. I'm a notorious procrastinator, but I always tend to get things done in time, most of the time anyway. So there I was, in a radio studio. The last time I was in a radio studio. Excited. I was about to go pick up my passport and travel for the first time in 7 years. I didn't really like to take time off because I always thought it might be a sign of weakness. Might be a reason to fire me. Funny that. So just as I was finishing my shift, my manager comes in and says, "Hey, Chris, can we quickly meet after your show?" And I reply, not really today. I've got to go pick up my passport. He says, "It'll only take 5 minutes." So of course, I agree. He's my manager. I respect him. I finish up, head down the corridor, and I see my GM in the boardroom. Yeah, that's a red flag, isn't it? But I make polite conversation. While in my head thinking, he was in from Vancouver last week. Why is he here now? Uh-oh. Someone's in trouble. So I continue my walk down the hallway to my boss's office. And he says, "Actually, we're meeting in the boardroom." And in my head, yeah, I'm starting to piece together what's going on. And we sit down at this gaudy, ugly, weird-shaped desk. It's disgusting, this desk. Honestly, it's a desk they probably spent too much money on when they first opened the office, and now they can't justify getting rid of it. It's this weird early 2000s rhombus-shaped desk. The angles are so acute. This table could cut you. There is nowhere comfortable to sit at this desk. And maybe that's by design. And yeah, this is when I was handed a piece of paper the day before my vacation, saying, "We don't need you anymore." And to be honest, I've never read it. I saw my severance and I just threw it away. And at this point, in my head, all I'm thinking is fuck you too, you slimy piece of shit. I never trusted you or you. Well, it's fine to think that, isn't it? I said it out loud. Fuck, I thought. Really fucked up now. Oh well, what are they going to do? Fire me? I mean, to be honest, it did feel good saying all of that. But was it the right thing to do? Probably not. Do I regret it? Yeah. Am I sorry I said all of that? Yeah, and I'm sorry for a whole bunch more. And maybe in this podcast, that's my way of apologizing? I don't know. So, I collected all my things, including these headphones that I'm wearing right now. Actually, the first time I'm wearing them since that day, in fact. So I headed over to the passport office in this weird haze, picked up my passport, called my partner, and explained what happened. The funny thing is, we were actually talking about it with friends at the weekend. I went through the reasons why, if the company was to get rid of someone, it would be me. Sucks that that happened 3 days later. The rest of that day, I don't really remember it too much. If you followed me on social, you probably remember it better than I did. I went into this weird manic period, and it sucked. Now, I've been laid off twice in my life. Once, I took it really well as you can. I didn't burn bridges. The second time, I did. I freaked out and finally became one of those people who started a podcast when they got laid off. I just want to say, welcome to the Layoffs Podcast. In the coming episodes, we're going to be talking to people who have been laid off, maybe dealt with it better than I did. We'll talk about how it felt, how they reacted, and most importantly, how they overcame it all. Maybe this is some kind of selfish way to help me as I navigate this world. But I know I'm not the only person who's gone through this, and probably not the only person to react like I did. It just sucks, doesn't it?